Tom Cotton, 44 Republican senators pledge to back Britain post-Brexit. By Sean Moran on August 3, 2019. Senator Tom Cotton, ROK, and 44 other Republican senators on Saturday sent a letter to United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson, pledging to back the country as it prepares to leave the European Union, EU, in the coming months. Senator Cotton and 44 other senators sent a letter to Johnson as the country prepares to Brexit the EU, noting that the newly minted Prime Minister pledged to leave the EU by October 31. "We write to congratulate you on your election as Prime Minister," the senators wrote. "We also want to assure you and the British people of our continued, unwavering support for the special relationship between our two countries as Britain leaves the European Union," the senators wrote to Johnson. In 2016, the British people voted to leave the European Union. "While we don't necessarily agree among ourselves about that decision, we recognize and respect your nation's sovereign right to determine its future. It is for your government to decide the terms of a Brexit deal with the EU. In your victory speech last month, you pledged to get Brexit done on October the 31st, a date just around the corner. We wouldn't presume to recommend the right policy, but we will support whatever course Britain takes." The senators who signed the letter include Senators John Barroso, RY, Marsha Blackburn, RTN, John Boosman, RR, Mike Braun, RN, Richard Burr, RNC, Shelley Moore Capito, RVW, Bill Cassidy, RLA, Susan Collins, Army, John Cornyn, RTX, Kevin Kramer, RND, Mike Crapo, RID, Ted Cruz, RTX, Steve Daines, Armand, Mike Ensi, RY, Joni Ernst, RYA, Deb Fisher, RNE, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Chuck Grassley, RYA, Josh Hawley, RMO, John Hoven, RND, Hyde Smith, RMS, Jim Inhofe, ROK, John Isakson, RGA, Rod Portman, RO, James Risch, RID, Pat Roberts, RKS, Mike Rounds, RSD, Marco Rubio, RFL, Ben Sass, RNE, Rick Scott, RFL, Tim Scott, RSC, Dan Sullivan, RK, John Thune, RSD, Tom Phillies, RNC, Pat Toomey, RPA, Roger Wicker, RMS, and Todd Young, RN. The senators continued. "In 2016, the British people voted to leave the European Union. While we don't necessarily agree among ourselves about that decision, we recognize and respect your nation's sovereign right to determine its future. It is for your government to decide the terms of a Brexit deal with the EU. In your victory speech last month, you pledged to get Brexit done on October the 31st, a date just around the corner. We wouldn't presume to recommend the right policy, but we will support whatever course Britain takes. First, if Britain leaves the EU with no deal, we will work with our administration, your government, and our friends in the EU to minimize disruptions in critical matters such as international air travel, financial transactions, and the shipment of medicine, food, and other vital supplies," the GOP senators added. "We also will advocate for a new bilateral trade agreement, as early as your Brexit terms would allow, that reflects the centuries of open commerce between our nations," the senators wrote. The senators continued. "Finally, we pledge our friendship in the future to the United Kingdom. Our soldiers have fought together from the beaches of Normandy to the mountains of Afghanistan. Together, we have toppled tyrants and liberated the oppressed. The shared story of our special relationship is a great one indeed, and we look forward to adding more chapters still. Congratulations again to you. Your great predecessor once averred that the British people had the heart of a lion, and he had the luck to be called upon to give the roar during their finest hour. Best wishes in the days ahead for every success in giving the roar for what we're confident will be another very fine hour in the long history of your lion-hearted people," the senators concluded in their letter to Johnson. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.